This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. A Williams Township school substitute teacher has been accused of using racial slurs towards children there. County school spokesperson Kelly Jones said the incident is under investigation. Civil rights activist John Barnett met with parents and the school's principal behind closed doors this morning. The sheriff's office is searching for a missing person. Irvin Hakeem Johnson, who also uses the names Irviana and Beatty, was last seen at 3 a.m. on February 13th outside of White Valeria home. Johnson was wearing a crop top and gray shorts, has black, red, purple, and white braids extending past his waist. Johnson was not carrying a phone, wallet, or bank cards. Anyone with information about him is asked to call 910-640-1428. Winter weather is moving into our area starting during the overnight hours today. Wednesday, we'll see dangerously cold temperatures and the possibility of ice accumulations throughout Columbus County tomorrow afternoon and evening. And temperature's going to be cold and it's going to be raining, folks, so be careful. State highway crews are brining roads ahead of the storm. Bladen County schools will be closed tomorrow. Columbus County and Whiteville City school systems are monitoring conditions. All after-school activities have been canceled in the county schools for Wednesday. In other news today, county commissioners honored 7-year-old hero and a 911 operator last night. J.L. Hyatt performed CPR on his month-old brother while waiting for an ambulance to arrive at their Bolton home. Telecommunicator Angela McPherson coached the young hero through the process. The infant survived and was with his brother at last night's meeting. Representative Brendan Jones is one of the co-sponsors of a bill introduced this morning to protect farmland from foreign ownership. The bill is expected to see easy passage through the General Assembly, but face a veto from Governor Josh Stein. The bill would make it illegal for adversarial foreign nations or their delegates to own farmland or any property within 75 miles of a military base in North Carolina. Legislators are also considering another agribusiness bill that could directly impact Columbus County. The House Committee on Agriculture yesterday discussed HB 130, the Agriculture Crops Disaster Relief Bill. HB 130 was introduced and advanced largely because of the impacts of Hurricane Helene, but the bill would also cover poultry producers affected by bird flu, as well as local farmers who were hammered by last year's drought and then the flooding rains of Tropical Storm H. The Wildlife Resources Commission is hosting several public hearings on whether to allow activities other than hunting, trapping, and fishing on game lands. Users would have to purchase a conservation pass. Previous efforts to loosen restrictions on game lands have failed. Game lands are separate from other public lands, such as state parks. They are paid for by supporting outdoor fees. With spring almost here, it's time for movies again at the Museum of Science in Whiteville. Wall-E will be shown March 1st at 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. in the Museum Theater. There's no cost. Drinks and snacks will be available. This movie series is sponsored by International Paper. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.